Well, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
And welcome, everybody, back to the Daily Evolver. And today we have a hot story. I think you would actually say that Representative Anthony Weiner certainly has been in the news. And we're going to look at that story, but look at it really in the larger context of Integral. And what is Spirit calling us to do here? What's Spirit up to as it relates to power and sex? And mostly men, I think we can make that argument. So I'm going to be very interested. But let's just start with Anthony and this latest story, but it's latest in a long line on both sides of the aisle. And here we are again, a man fallen in a certain sort of way. So right. Let's just start with him. What is it about his story that particularly interests you or opens this larger conversation?
Who can look at that press conference that he did yesterday and not be somewhat heartbroken? Maybe it's part of it is that I sympathize with him politically and I kind of liked the guy and I hate to see him fall. I'm sure his political enemies are jubilant and I would guess that his career is pretty much over. But we'll see how that goes. Certainly, it's just another in a long line of examples where people act out sexually. And this is actually nothing new. And we, I think, need to recognize that and realize that all of us, I mean, this is where I love Buddhism, because it says that when you see somebody in pain, you want to exchange self with other. You want to see, so that could be me. And you see that, you know, I was making a joke the other day with a friend of mine that, you know, this is where the teachings of karma come in handy, is that all of us will have a lifetime where our last name is Weiner. We have to sort of take that into account. And that's actually the most excruciating part, is that we have videotape and this whole week of lies that he told. And, of course, Bill Clinton told lies, and Newt Gingrich,
and Arnold
Vitter, and Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. and John Edwards, mm-hmm. and Ensign, and mm-hmm. all of these politicians did. And, of course, they do. Every stage of development has had to accommodate the fact that we are, evolutionarily speaking, animals. You know, we are living in these human bodies that are vessels for eros. As evolutionaries and integralists, we actually want to get in touch with that erotic urge. It's like Whitman said, urge and urge and urge, always the procreant urge of the world that's just lighting us up. And so every stage of development has had to accommodate the fact that people are looking to, you know, have sex with each other. It's one of the things that's part of what moves things forward. And, you know, back in the days of tribes and red, you know, this was just hedonism, sexual freedom in wild kind of animalistic way was the way of things.
And much more necessary because they're populating the tribe.
Yeah, I mean, there's an intelligence to it.
The kids
Absolutely.
Were dying and the yes. tribe would die out unless there were more children.
Absolutely.
So different
the more sex,
impulse,
the better. Yeah. The mm-hmm. more children, the better. Mm-hmm. And different, you know, tribal structures had different ways of doing that. But we were maximizing this way with polygamy. And, you know, the polygamy is actually, in a sense, a sort of a red energetic that's civilized into amber or blue, mm-hmm. where we have traditionalism. Traditionalism is really the one structure of consciousness that really looked to subvert sex, create an ideal where we have long-term, monogamous, lifelong marriages with one person. And even that didn't work. Yeah. It's one of the ways that we civilize that sexual chaos and hedonism. And so we have all these rules of sexual propriety, mm-hmm. And that's the Victorian age. Mm-hmm. But even then, on the side, there was a lot going on. So in a way, I think what all of these sexual scandals, and Weiner being the latest of them, makes us realize is that this is just something that society has to accommodate. And not only does society have to accommodate it, but we have to accommodate it within our own mind bodies. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always the move, is we want to see what's happening out there and then see how what's happening out there is actually what's happening in here. In my own mind body. And so I notice my own struggles to civilize my sexual impulses. And I noticed it among my friends. And I have sympathy for that because, you know, it's kind of God's joke But we're in this world with this body of, you know, juice and flesh and blood and, you know, genitals and other people. And it is a very, very powerful thing, you know. On a personal level, I have great sympathy. On a professional level, right, it's a whole other story in a way, because you realize that there he was texting pictures of himself, and some of the pictures showed his face. And did he really think that that was going to be something that he could get away with over time? You think of Bill Clinton and his serial affairs. You think of, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and a lot of these guys.
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dreden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.